It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Let's ask our pastor, and our pastor for today is Pastor Moses Chitimbiti. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, moderator. Thank you so much.
Our question for today, Pastor, is what does it mean for the Bible to be inspired as opposed to being inerrant, and also other views?
Okay, thank you so much. What does it mean for the Bible to be inspired? What does it mean to be, when the Bible, when we say that the Bible is inspired? So it's a good question, and I would like to answer it using 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So we use the scripture to explain that particular question because it is a Bible-based concept. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So as Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, he reminds him to say, you can depend upon the word of God. Why? Because all scripture is inspired by the Lord. So what we get here is that the word of God, which is the Bible, is not inspired by human beings. Now, we know that the Bible was written by human beings, but the fact that human beings are the ones that wrote the Bible does not mean that the Bible is not inspired. These men were inspired, as we read from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, for the prophets came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. So, moderator, we can see that the Bible was written by human beings, but then these human beings were inspired by the Holy Spirit in order for them to write whatever they wrote. Now, we need to understand that there are people who have got different views about the inspiration of the Word of God. There are other people who believe that the Bible, of course, was inspired, but then they believe that in as much as the Bible was inspired, God was dictating to the writers word for word what they were supposed to write. But then what we Christians, most of us Christians, especially the Seventh-day Adventist Church, have a view that the Bible was inspired by the Lord, but then in that inspiration, God did not dictate to the writers of the Bible what they were supposed to write. What am I talking about? God gave the thought to the writers. He inspired the thought. He gave them the concept of what they are supposed to write about. And so the human beings or the writers of the Bible, they got that inspiration, that thought from God, and they were able to translate the thought in the Bible. They wrote that thought in human form, in human language. Because if the writers did not use the human language or the human words to express the divine truth, we would have not been able to understand what God wanted us to understand. So God communicated to the writers, and the writers translated what they heard or what they saw. Like when we talk about John in the book of Revelation, he saw, and then what he saw was able to write it down using the human words that they were used. So writers of the Bible, they got the concept, and then they translated that concept from God in human words. So we can safely say that God did not inspire the words that the writers used, but he inspired their thoughts. In other words, he illuminated their minds. And after illuminating their minds, they were able now to translate that which they saw or what they heard, what they were told, and put it into writing in our own capacity as human beings to be able to comprehend what God was able to communicate. So what we see here is that the word of God, which is the Bible, It is the word of God that has been breathed by God himself. Except when the writers were writing, they used their culture, their language, and also their limitations. You know, our language is limited. God is not Swahili. God is not Portuguese. God is not Shona. He is not Ndebele. But the human writers were able to write the concepts that they got from God in order for us to be able to understand. So scripture is inspired, but the words that the writers used are not inspired. But the thought itself is inspired, and therefore we can trust the word of God, and it is reliable, and we must trust it because it is the word from God, the divine truth of God expressed in human language. Thank you so much. I hope somebody has been able to, has been helped to understand something about the inspiration of God.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate your insights. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.